This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. A plane with 62 people on board has crashed into a residential area of a city in Brazil's Sao Paulo state, but it's not immediately clear how many people were injured or killed. Brazilian airline Vopas confirmed the accident in a statement, saying that the plane headed for Sao Paulo's international airport crashed with 58 passengers and four crew members aboard. The statement didn't say what caused the accident. Firefighters confirmed that the plane fell in the city of Vinhedo, but did not offer more details. Brazilian television network Globo News showed footage of a large area on fire and smoke coming out of an apparent plane fuselage in a residential area full of houses. Video posted on social media on Friday and verified by Reuters showed a convoy of burnt-out Russian military trucks along a highway in the Kursk region of southern Russia, where Ukrainian forces have staged a major incursion this week. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
Ukrainian forces burst across the border on Tuesday in a shock counteroffensive after months of gradual Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. The operation, while limited in scope, has managed to bring the war to a number of Russian towns and cities. In response to the incursion, Russia on Friday declared a state of emergency in the Kursk region. Russia's military chief of staff, Valery Gerasimov, reported to President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday that Russian troops had halted the advance and would push the Ukrainians back to the border. But official statements, accounts from military bloggers, and videos posted on social media indicated Russia was still struggling to achieve that goal nearly 48 hours later. Ukrainian officials have not commented directly on the operation, but asserted the right to defend themselves by striking Russia wherever it posed a threat.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Evacuation orders triggered another exodus of Palestinians from eastern districts of Khan Yunis. Israeli officials have said they believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A third teenager has been arrested in connection with a foiled attack on now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. AP correspondent Nayun Kim reports.
Austrian Interior Minister Gerhard Karner said an 18-year-old was taken into custody after allegedly being in contact with the main suspect. Authorities say the plot appeared to have been inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, heartbroken Taylor Swift fans are consoling each other on the streets of Vienna. Miles traveled all the way from Nashville.
I've been making the most of it, coming here, exchanging friendship bracelets with my fellow Swiftie friends.
Nora is from Hungary and also plans to stay in Austria.
We can also like wear our dresses here and trade bracelets, so it's really cool.
The singer is yet to speak publicly about the plot or her cancelled shows. I'm Nayan Kim.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro took tensions with social media platform X and its owner Elon Musk to new heights on Thursday, banning the platform in the country for 10 days amid furor over a disputed presidential election. Ryan Chang from Reuters has the story.
This comes after the country's electoral authority proclaimed Maduro winner of the July 28th presidential election, although it has yet to produce tallies proving he'd won what they say was 51% of the vote. He earlier criticized platform owner Elon Musk on state TV.
Elon Musk is the owner of X and has violated all the rules of the social network Twitter itself, today known as X. He has violated the rules by inciting hatred, fascism, civil war, death, confrontation of Venezuelans, and has violated all Venezuelan laws.
Maduro blames the owner of X for being the driving force behind post-election protests and dissent. Both of them have offered and accepted challenges to fight each other.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday said that police officers must remain on high alert for further unrest as the UK braces for possible riots across the weekend.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe.
The riots began last week after a wave of false online posts wrongly identified the suspected killer of three young girls in a knife attack on July 29th in Southport, northwest England, as an Islamist immigrant. The disorder, carried out by what Starmer has described as far-right thugs, has mostly targeted Muslims, black people, and migrants. The United Nations is imposing the rule of law on cyberspace with a new global deal requiring a crackdown on the illegal misuse of computer technology. The deal is expected to pass the United Nations General Assembly later this year, and participants praise the convention's approval by consensus after more than 5 years of negotiations. Some nations worry it will let governments around the world violate human rights by probing electronic communications and bypassing privacy safeguards. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.